Lawyer Walter W. Scott.
That's right.
And I'm Dr. George L. Cutton. And I'm doing this for the library, the Rodman Library. They're making records of people's past history here and putting them on file up there. If anybody wants to look back and see what happened 50 years ago, they can find out.
I see.
So I'll ask you a number of questions and you can take your time answering them. Well, first of all, you were born in Alliance?
Canton.
Oh, Canton. And that was 1891?
That's right.
And you were of Scotch-Irish ancestry?
That's right.
And when you came to Canton, you came here as a boy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With your father, a carpenter?
He was a contractor.
Contractor and carpenter. And as a boy, you did certain odd jobs around to earn a little money?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Help your father?
Well, I wasn't much of a help for him.
Yeah. You had a paper route?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You went to high school here. In the old building?
That's right.
Which used to be the Alliance College.
That's right.
And that's gone now?
That's all washed up.
And then you went to Alliance College for 1 year? I mean to Mount Union College
that's
for
right.
1 year?
Yeah.
What, did you get a job or something that you wanted to...
Yeah, I got a job.
Now, you were interested in sports, I understand. Played in various teams for the high school?
Yes.
Which did you like best? Basketball, football, or baseball?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Yes.
That's a little slower.
Yeah, that's right.
At any rate, it wasn't like it is now. They had teams that were able to beat Massillon or Canton in those days?
Well, I don't know if we ever played them baseball, but we never beat them in football.
Yeah. And then you went to work for your father when you was before you went to the war.
That's right.
And then you went to the war in World War I when you were about 21 years of age.
91, pretty close to that, yeah. Yes.
And this was with the 310th Ammunition Train?
That's right.
And it was over in France?
Yes.
Did you get into combat?
No.
You're just supplying those who were?
That's right.
Well, let's see. When you came back in 1921, that's when you came back. Now, Mr. Scott, what outfit were you in the war?
310th Ammunition Train.
That didn't take you into combat then?
No.
And did you like the experience over there at all?
Oh yes, it was all right.
And you came back and came back here to Alliance, joined the American Legion.
That's right.
And you were a charter member of Post 166.
That's right.
Well, let's see. Then you went to work for your father. Again.
Yes.
And you worked along here until the Depression came?
Well, I worked during the Depression, too.
Yeah. But... your father undertook to build houses here, making contracts with individuals. They had their own lot, you know, and then he built the houses.
That's right.
And you just worked along with him. You didn't have any responsibility in the contracts.
No.
Not until after your father died.
That's right.
Well, let's see. The Depression came along when Mayor Westover was the mayor.
That's right.
And at that time, he appointed you to some position. What was that?
service director.
And that took care of what?
Well, it took care of the streets, public buildings, sewer, water, and everything that went on in the city except the safety department.
Uh-huh. Well, that's quite a responsible position, wasn't it? Well, how did you come to get appointed?
Well, I asked for the job.
Oh, I see. That's a good reason. Were you paid too much?
No, I wasn't paid very much.
That was during the Depression. Now, let's see, they built a good many brick pavements then, didn't they?
Yeah, brick pavements then.
And they got the bricks from where?
Lyons Brick Company.
Oh, that was quite a company then, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Now, how'd you get connected with the state of Ohio?
Well, George O'Brien got me a job, or told me about a job down there with the liquor department as district supervisor.
Well, that was a good paying job, wasn't
it? That was
it?
Pretty, yeah, that was a good job.
And you supervised these stores?
That's right.
What territory did you have?
I had the eastern part of Ohio, down to the river, down to the Ohio River.
What did the job consist of?
Well, going into the stores and seeing that they're clean and seeing that everything's in order and that they're transacting the state business the way they should.
How'd you come to lose this job?
Change in politics.
The Democrats came in?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, you didn't go on with any other state work or any political job. That's
no.
The last one you had.
That's right.
So you were back to the building and contracting.
That's right.
Now, is it? Do you remember some of the places where you built, what street you built on, or anything about that?
Well, we built the Purcell House on Union Avenue, and we built the Hart House on Overlook Drive, Lewis House on Overlook Drive.
Right on the same street you're living now.
That's right.
But that other end.
Yeah.
The Aikens House.
The Aikens House, we built that too.
How many working in the group? How many is in the gang that worked?
Oh, there'd probably be six or eight men on it.
I see.
On each job.
And someone else contracted for the plumbing and electrical
That's
work
right.
and things like that. They had inspections then, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Well, they probably did a better job of building, a better job of inspecting than they do now.
I don't know about the inspecting. That building I thought was pretty good.
Yeah. Did you belong to any church here?
Presbyterian.
Now, is this a family church?
Yes.
The rest of the family. Who were in your family besides yourself?
I had two brothers.
I see.
And three sisters.
I see. All went to church then.
Yeah.
What street did you live on then?
Well, we lived on Market Street, on West Market, and we lived up on Ridgewood.
Oh, yes. I understand you went to Sunday school. What was the name of the class?
B.F. Stanton's class.
Oh, is that still going?
Is it?
Yes. What year were you married?
1922.
And, a little interruption there, but we'll go on. You joined the Masonic Order in 1925.
Yeah.
And where did they meet?
The Stone Block on Main Street.
Oh, yes. Were you in any other lodge?
Knights of Pythias.
Oh. Now, as I understand it, you were married about this time, and you have any children?
Yeah, we have two daughters.
They live across the street here from you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while you continued in the building business until World War II.
That's right.
And then did you enlist in World War II?
Well, I got an appointment as captain in World War II.
I see. That was that came to you then.
Just about, yes.
And what did you work at then?
Well, I was in the contracting business for myself at that time.
But you were building something for the Army?
No, I was building houses.
Well, you were?
Yeah.
And what did you do in the Army, I mean?
Well, I was post engineer.
Where was that?
Excuse me, Maxwell Field. First I went to Indianapolis. To then from there to
Alabama.
Maxwell Field, Alabama.
Yeah.
I was in down to Alabama until I was retired.
Take your family down there with you?
Well, they'd come down during the summer and stay with me down there. We had a house on the field.
Did you like that work?
Very much.
Now, after World War II, you worked to a certain date. What is the date you retired? What year?
Oh, gee, that's pretty tough for me for you to answer.
You still kept working quite a little after you let up a little, eh?
You mean when I retired from work? About 1965.
1965. And what have you been doing since?
Just working, sitting around.
Now, you're looking pretty good health.
Well, I'm all right except for a little arthritis.
And that's, how long have you had that?
About a year.
Mm-hmm. Now, just simply some of your impressions regarding Alliance. You think this is a good community to live in, do you?
Yes, I do.
We think of it as a progressive community, and because you were building so much, you were in that business of helping make progress. They can bring in people into their homes of their own, so that that all helped to make people prosperous and happy.
A little happier.
Yeah. Do you think they're any happier today than they were then?
No, I don't think we're as happy as we were then.
What do you think's happened?
Too much government.
That's one answer. Well, one thing is, people are making more money nowadays, aren't they?
Not, they don't have that anymore left over.
Well, and what do you think about these street safety and they have nowadays as compared back then? People were more law-abiding?
Well, I think they were, yes. I think they respected the law a lot more.
Do you think, what do you think are the greatest problems right now in our community?
Well, we've got so many problems that to pick one out is pretty hard to do.
Well, thieving and violence enter the picture?
Yes, I think they do. Violence and... there's another word I want to use. where they just come in and break something just for the fun of breaking it.
Vandalism.
Vandalism. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
I can't understand that.
No, nobody else can.
Well, for one thing, do you think it's because the parents aren't controlling their children like they used to?
Well, I think that has a good bit to do with it, yes. Yeah.
You suppose we could ever come out of this with a better government?
Well, it depends on who you select, whom you select for governor, or for the government.
Yeah. Are you able to enjoy the TV and radio?
Oh, yes.
How about reading?
Yes, I read a good bit.
And got a good eyesight?
Not too good.
Uh-huh. Now, the winter's pretty hard on you here.
Well, of course it's cold. That's about the only thing we don't like about it so well. But then we can't help that. I guess they have to live with it.
But you don't have to get out much.
No, I don't get out every day at all.
You got some grandchildren that help to take care of the lawns.
We've got five grandchildren.
And
three boys and a girl. Four boys and a girl.
And they take care of the snow shoveling or anything like that?
Oh, yes. I got a son-in-law who's pretty good. He takes care of that, too.
Well, we're in a time in history when we don't know what's just around the corner. Do you feel like many people that you wonder what's going to happen for your grandchildren?
No, I think our grandchildren are caught up. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're good, level-headed children, very intelligent, good grades in school. Yeah. They work hard at it.
What do you think, though, of pollution and high cost of living?
Well, of course, nobody likes high cost of living, but then that's what I mean when you ask me about how much money I had over, or about when I said we didn't have any left over. No, I think our kids are pretty smart kids.
Yeah, that's good.
Real smart.
Yeah.
Two of them that are lawyers, and one of them has got a good job, a real good job with IBM.
Uh-huh.
The other one is has a pretty good job with the Chubb Company in Pittsburgh. Because none of them are home.
No.
And our daughter, granddaughter rather, is in school. She's graduated from high school and she's in school now.
You were speaking all about your grandchildren then. And who, what about the children that live across here? What business are they in? Your children.
What?
Your children, what business are they in?
Well, my one daughter is widowed, and the other one is city judge.
Oh, where?
Here in Alliance.
Oh.
Jack Gwynn.
Oh, that's your son.
That's my son-in-law.
Yeah, son-in-law. Oh, I see. Well, that's an important position.
Yes, it is.
Maybe he can hold down the rising crime.
Well, he's doing a pretty good job of it, I think.
Is he a Republican or a Democrat?
He's a Democrat.
I see. Well, what do you think of the religious situation?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't bother much about that. That's up to the individual. Let him choose whatever branch of religion they want.
Surely.
That's up to them.
Well, I meant that if a religion was doing its part a little better, it would be a better community.
If what?
If religion, the churches were doing their part.
Oh, yes. The churches, they expect you to go there every Sunday and and most of them don't do anything during the week. That's when the trouble goes.
That's when the trouble's going on.
That's right.
Well, we still believe in America.
Very, very much.
Good. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.